Hello and welcome to the Print Pod, our daily podcast on the important news of the day. My name is Sharad, and I'm going to tell you about how cases under the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code are taking much longer and yet are yielding low recoveries, as found through an analysis of the data by me. This trend holds for cases that have been sent for resolution and those for liquidation as well. However, experts on the matter say that the reason for this is less to do with the functioning of the IBC process and more to do with the quality of the cases and the state of the economy. Many cases that have been pending for a long time are legacy cases from the previous Board for Industrial and Financial Reconstruction, or BIFR, which the IBC replaced in December 2016. The expert view is that the success and speed of the resolution and liquidation processes also depends on the economy. Insolvency professionals find it harder to find buyers for assets that have come up for restructuring when the economy is doing well than when it is doing badly. As of 31st December 2023, which is the latest period for which there is data, claims worth ₹10.07 lakh crore have been admitted for insolvency proceedings. There are broadly four ways that a case admitted for insolvency proceedings can be dealt with. The first is where the borrowers and the creditors reach a settlement under the IBC. The second is where the case is withdrawn. The third is where a resolution plan is agreed upon. And the fourth is when the case is sent for liquidation. A resolution plan, which is where the insolvent company goes through a restructuring process to turn it around, has to be arrived at within 270 days of the case being admitted, according to the rules under the IBC. Data from the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Board of India, or IBBI, however, shows that not only is this timeline routinely overshot, but the length of the delay has been growing larger each year. As of March 31, 2020, it took an average of 415 days for a resolution plan to be arrived at. Jump forward to December 2023, and this number is now 671 days, or nearly 2.5 times the permissible amount of time. Significantly, it isn't as if longer time is yielding better results for the creditors. The data on recoveries through resolution plans shows that creditors have been receiving a smaller share of their claim amounts, from 46% as of March 2020 to 32% as of December 2023. This, however, needs to be seen in the context of how the economy is doing, according to Soumyajit Niyogi, director of the Core Analytical Group at India Ratings and Research. Usually, if there's an economic downturn, then you're more likely to find a good asset brought for insolvency proceedings because the company owning it has defaulted due to the downturn, but has good assets, Niyogi said. However, because it is a good asset, it finds takers and the case can be resolved relatively quickly. When the economy is doing well, on the other hand, as it is doing now, then the assets that come for restructuring are more likely to be poor ones because it is more likely that the company that owns it has defaulted due to a real issue with it, Niyogi explained. It is difficult to find buyers for such assets, so the resolution process gets delayed, he said. The other reason why insolvency proceedings are taking so long is that many cases are legacy cases from the previous BIFR, and several are now defunct. That is, there's no scope to turn these companies around, and all that can be done with them is to liquidate them. According to data from Care Edge Ratings, based on the IBBI data, a little less than a third of the cases admitted under the IBC have been sent for liquidation. Of these, more than three-fourths are either legacy cases from the BIFR era or are defunct. In many long-pending cases, the underlying assets such as the machines have stopped working, Saurabh Bhalirao, Associate Director of BFSI Research at Care Edge Ratings, told The Print. Basically, there is no business to run, recover or operate, he said. These entities usually end in liquidation, where even the land is sold off. So, while there is a recovery from this sale, it falls short of the entire due amount, taking the principal, interest and penalties into account, Bhalirao added. He further said that the bunching up of large cases can also skew the recovery numbers. Earlier, The recovery rate was higher because large cases were decided then, but since then it has fallen, he explained. Speaking to The Print, an official in the IBBI said on the condition of anonymity that another trend that was increasingly emerging was that creditors and defaulting corporate borrowers were avoiding the insolvency process altogether, instead choosing to settle their case out of court. The perception is that a large number of cases in the IBC are going for liquidation because a resolution plan cannot be formulated, the official explained. Creditors definitely do not prefer liquidation, so they try to work out an out-of-court deal with the borrowers, he added. The data with the IBBI makes clear why this would be. It shows that the average number of days taken to liquidate a company under the IBC has grown from 309 days as of March 2020 to 486 days as of December 2023. Further, the data also shows that the creditors recover only about 6.5 to 7% of their claim amount if the case is liquidated. That's it. The other reason for the rise in out-of-court settlements is that they provide creditors and borrowers greater flexibility to tweak the parameters of the deal. For example, the creditors can decide to forego the entire interest amount or agree to be paid back in installments, amongst other possible customizations. On that note, that's all from me. Thank you for tuning in. For more from The Print, become a subscriber at theprint.in/subscribe. I'm Sharad in Delhi. Tune in every day for more such news and analysis.